A new United Nations report says one-fifth of the world's migrating animals are at risk of disappearing. Animals that migrate move from one area to another at different times of the year. The report, called State of the World's Migratory Species, was released February 12th. It blames population drops on environmental changes linked to human activities. The threats the animals face include habitat loss, illegal hunting and fishing, pollution, and climate change. Many kinds of migratory animals, including songbirds, sea turtles, whales, sharks, and others, move to different environments as the seasons change. The UN report says about 44% of migratory species around the world are decreasing in population. In addition, about 1 in 5 of 1,200 species watched by the UN are at risk of becoming extinct or completely disappearing. Kelly Malsh was the lead writer of the report. She told the Associated Press, "These are species that move around the globe. They move to feed and breed and also need stopover sites along the way." Malsh said any habitat loss or other threats during their trip can make animal populations fall. Migration is essential for some species. If you cut the migration, you're going to kill the species, said Stuart Pym. He is an ecologist at Duke University in North Carolina who was not part of the study. The researchers examined existing data, including information from the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List. The list identifies wildlife across the world currently facing threats. The report was presented at a meeting of the UN's Convention on the Conservation of Migratory Species of Wild Animals in Samarkand, Uzbekistan. Attendees of the gathering are examining proposals for conservation measures. They are also working to identify new species of concern. Susan Lieberman is Vice President for International Policy at the nonprofit Wildlife Conservation Society. She told the AP, "One country alone cannot save any of these species." Lieberman noted that 8 South American governments at the meeting are expected to propose the addition of 2 threatened catfish to the UN's list of species of concern. The catfish live in the Amazon River Basin, the world's largest freshwater system. If the habitat there can be saved, the catfish will do well, Lieberman said. It's about protecting the habitat, she added. The report found habitat loss affected up to 75% of the species studied. The report said this shows a big need for more connectivity between separated ecosystems. It urges governments to take steps to avoid harming habitats and migration paths when building dams, pipelines, or wind power equipment. "We need to look at the top levels of government decision-making," said Amy Frankel. She is Executive Secretary of the UN Convention on the Conservation of Migratory Species. Frankel told Reuters News Agency The goal is to consider the best ways animals and humans can have their needs met. We all need to survive, Frankel added. She noted the problems migratory animals face are also linked to temperature changes across the planet. These changes, Frankel added, hurt the timing of migrations, cause heat stress, and drive increasingly destructive weather-related events. She said the changes that had been already predicted some years ago are now happening. I'm Brian Lynn.